Nobody asked you to say anything.
In 1982, my brother was given a Sony CFS500 boombox stereo for his birthday. It was awesome. It had AM/FM radio, dual volume controls, an LED graphic equalizer, output jacks, and big speakers. And all of this was built around a cassette recorder. With the cassette recorder, we could save the songs we heard on the radio to a tape so we could listen to them anytime we wanted. With the audio output, we could send the signal into a regular tape deck and build our own compilation albums. We now owned the world of audio. This was happening all over the country, and people were discovering that they could build their own little audio programs by rearranging miscellaneous recordings into something that held meaning to them. Clips from TV shows and movies.
Crichton, what are you doing, man?
I've just repaired the toaster, sir. Well, I've nearly repaired the toaster.
Oh, no, man, dismantle him. You don't know what a little bleeder's like.
Comedic bits. Prank phone calls.
But the reason why the curse works is because all children have brain damage.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, I bought glasses there. My name is Saul Rosenberg.
Yes?
And my eyes are going crazy.
Poetry.
Love is not all. It is not meat, not drink, nor slumber, nor a roof against the rain.
And music.
Gotta get back in time.
These all came together into a personal and artistically organized creation. Usually consisting of a theme, the tapes were typically made for a specific person and were meant to convey how the creator was feeling at the time. With the advent of computers, MP3 players, and digital content, this time-consuming and thoughtful form of expression has been lost. This program is looking to bring it back. Back then, we didn't have social media. We didn't call people our friend until we shared with them who we felt we really were, what we liked to do, the type of music we liked to listen to, the sort of movies we liked to watch. We would spend hours poring over what to share and how to present it. We would meet new people and make new friends, and if we were lucky, we could fall in love. All of this could be done simply by handing someone a plastic cassette and saying to them, I made you this mixtape.
I wish there was a social excuse to make you a cassette tape. I teach you all about my life from side B to side A. Fast forward, rewind. Whenever you mind.
For those of you who don't know him, Tom Moulton is a record producer legend. He's the guy who's responsible for the mix on Disco Inferno and More, 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 and has been named the father of the disco mix. He invented the 12-inch single. For you millennials, this is a longer version of a regular song to be played in discotheques. Sorry, dance clubs. In 1974, Tom made the first ever disco mixtape. He made it for a bar called the Sandpiper, located in Fire Island, New York. The idea was to provide an hour of overlapping music singles that were beat and rhythm matched to provide a continuous stream of fun. The music ebbs and flows to keep you on your feet. It was a huge success. We're pleased to announce that we have a copy of this historic mixtape. Get ready, because we're going to play it for you on today's episode of I Made You This Mixtape. Hold on, I need to press play. Thank you.
Can't you see my arms are open wide? Feel the need, oh feel the need in me.
I need your love.
Every day I need it, every day I want it. Without your sweet, sweet love, I'd rather die.
I need your love.
I need it constantly. Your love takes care of me. Your love is better to me than apple pie. Your hands in mine, love me all the time. To prove you will plainly see. Feel the need, oh feel the need in me. I need you on the case to keep my heart in place. You make me what I need to be.
nicest house just to buy me a new pair of shoes. I never understood how Mama made it through the week when she never ever got a good night's sleep. Oh, she's one of a kind. You've got yours and I've got mine. Oh, hey Mama, hey Mama, my heart belongs to you. Oh, yeah.
I'll always love my mama. She's my favorite girl.
You only get one, you only get one, yeah.
I'll always love my mama. She born me in this world.
A mother's love is so special. Something that you can't describe. It's the kind of love that stays with you until the day you die. She taught me little things like saying hello and thank you please while scrubbing the floors on a bending knee. Oh, she's one of a kind. You've got yours.
planning, building my whole world around you. I can remember hoping that you and I could make it on through. But something went wrong. We loved each other, we just couldn't get along. Take a good look at me. I'm in misery.
Well, that's our show for today. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Want to hear it again? Or do you have an interest in hearing a previous episode? Visit the archive on our website. That's imadeyouthismixtape.net. We are also available through Podomatic and iTunes. Tell the world you are a tapehead and pick up I Made You This Mixtape gear in our online store. As always, our show is sponsored by the Community School in Camden, online at thecommunityschool.org. Side Country Sports in downtown Rockland, online at sidecountrysports.com. Main Street Meats, located in the State of Maine Cheese Building on Route 1 in Rockport, on the web at mainmeat.com. And our local family-owned and operated Dunkin' Donuts at four locations, Rockland, Waldoboro, Rockport's Dead River Store, and in the Rockland Walmart. This has been a Bungalow Broadcasting production, overseen by Renee Philbrook. If you would like to drop us a note or send us your mixtape to be played on a future show, you can do so via the Postal Service. Send your correspondence to I Made You This Mixtape, P.O. Box 1149, Rockland, Maine, 04841. Guidelines for submissions can be found online at our website. Again, that's imadeyouthismixtape.net. Please provide the story behind your mixtape. We know that there is one. This is Nate Greenleaf for I Made You This Mixtape, telling you to remember to turn your Dolby on and the auto reverse off. Until next time. A social excuse to make you